This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Don't talk to my man like that.
Amen.
All day, man. Random Order Show, episode 153.5, the audio exclusive all day, man.
Hell yeah.
Man, what a wholesome one we have on our hands, man. But first, man, it's your boy Jay Richards. I'm in the building. Amen. Talk to him. B Baby Trey's in the building.
Yo, man, how y'all doing, man? Appreciate
Amen.
It. Stage crew stand.
Amen.
All day, man. Coming in live, man. We got my man Sheldon Sebastian.
Yes, sir.
Talk to
what
him.
What up, everybody? Welcome back. Audio exclusive. It's been a minute since we did one.
Come
of
on
these.
Now.
Random Order Audio Exclusive.
These episodes got a special place in my heart,
sure.
man.
Sure.
Always.
This one's nothing different, man. What a wholesome episode, man. We covered all the important things other podcasts are a little bit afraid to cover. Stage crew pulling up on our asses. Cross-contamination. Trey goes to Chili's.
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
New random order content. Spencer's being the horniest slash scariest store. And of course, man, Colin Possum Patrol on a stinky possum. Listen, man, y'all know what y'all need to do for us, man.
Amen.
Jump up over there down in the reviews, man, the audio reviews, man. Leave a wholesome 5-star review for us if you a real one. Amen. Listen, man, I hope you have a wholesome Friday. Enjoy the listen. We out you.
Yeah.
Amen. Check this out.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Random Order Audio Exclusive.
Amen.
Holy.
Yo.
All day.
Yo. Yo.
What's a
ball
up, big head?
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hell yeah.
Yo.
Hell yeah.
Yo.
We up.
Day down. You know the rules. We don't make it up. We take it up, man.
Amen.
Take it up with the big balls, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What the dog doing?
What the dog? Yeah,
y'all that's the that one was a button, huh?
That's the one button missing.
Yeah, man.
What is that?
What the dog doing?
It's a King Batch joint. Deep cut.
Oh, okay.
Deep cut.
Oh,
man,
shit.
I didn't know that was it, man.
Yeah, you didn't know?
No, what the hell?
Yeah. Bro, you ever be scrolling by them noise streams? Like, you buy a TikTok flower and then it makes this sound effect while, like, whatever person tries to focus on it.
Ooh, too hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Waleed was spitting game to us about that shit, man. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it rakes it in.
Really?
You turn it off for, like, 20 minutes. It's very distracting, honestly. You cannot get anything done, so you really have to... Either you have a strong mind or just agree that you're not getting work done. It's just about raking it in. But, bro, I want to say, like, 20, 25 minutes, you raked in a good, like, little $50.
Really?
Yeah. And I was just like, what, 20 minutes?
Literally, yeah. Super late. Well, at the end of it, like, okay, turn the shit off, nigga. I can't fucking think.
Yeah. It was definitely a lot.
A whole lot of what the dog doing.
What the dog doing? Yo. Yeah.
Amen.
Coming fresh off that fucking loud pack. Yeah, not me, us.
Yeah. The episode loud pack.
Episode loud pack, man.
Oh, yeah.
Got you a little Zachary Piona, man. A little Waleed Muhammad.
Yeah.
Little Kev on stage in there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Man. Yeah.
Shout out
to the stage crew. Shout out Muhammad Army. Shout out the Peonies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Was that call them?
That sounds like a type of salami.
Right? That's kind of cool.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Shout out
yeah.
the peonies, you feel me?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, put some peony on some sourdough.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, I would, man.
Little olive oil?
Man, one thing I love, man, is some spicy salami, man. I'll do the fresh cut salami anywhere, man.
Prosciutto?
Yep. Ooh.
Yeah. That's in the veins.
Yeah, man. Before we get into that prosciutto talk, shout out the stage crew, man. The episode dropped and y'all was dead, man.
Y'all came with them slates, man.
Y'all came with them slates, man. That's sort of like our Eagles and how we get down over here, man.
But bro, I haven't seen it like that though, man. I thought he shouted us out. I'm like, oh, this makes sense. Yeah. Bro, it's just that people clicked and they're part of stage. I think like stage crew was like a We called them. I forgot what you called them. They was just waiting to be activated.
Yeah.
Like all in our we call them sleeper cells or some shit like that.
They're
all in laying dormant in our our audience, and then we dropped that cam on stage and nigga said transform from an eagle to a slate. Damn slate.
Or an eagle holding a slate, man. I don't know what y'all was doing.
You're real, man.
Nah, that's man.
I did peep some aunties coming through, like, oh, that's too much, man. It's too much. So I could just listen to this.
You gotta,
I like that they still left a comment, though.
A little algal bump.
There
is a balance, though, man. I have two moods sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, more, bro. Or like, just I'm so locked into, like, I got the magnifying glass on the project. So I'm like, I need this, this, this. And sometimes I like to just fucking back off. And
it does depend on the energy of the episode, too.
Yeah, and for
like,
sure.
Because we is like, we're only, what, 3 out of 9 episodes in right now for LA? And these three were like the starting, so our energy was just like extremely high. But we were filming so many different days that like our energy was like constantly high. So like all these episodes are like, you know,
pretty
what I'm
juiced
saying?
Up. They're
pretty fucking teed up because we are all teed up. Usually when we're filming in Toronto, it's a little bit more back to back shoot dates, and there was back to back shoot dates in LA. But I don't know, man. Just a lot of these people we haven't seen in a minute too, so that's gonna tee us up. So, you know, it's always going to be exciting, man. But all I'm going to say, man, when that fucking Jesse episode dropped.
Oh, man.
That's all I'm going to say.
Y'all going to have a lot of respect for a certain very specific vehicle.
Yeah. And y'all know us, man. We very specific people, man. We like certain things, you know what I'm saying? But us and Jesse was for real, us catching up on camera for the first time in like, I don't even want to say 10 years, but 10 years sounds so right.
Damn, 10?
It may have been 2016. Last time we did the group chat episode, it's probably last time I seen Jesse.
Yeah.
So 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Damn near pushing 8 of them things, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's crazy that a real nigga just sit down, man. We just get back to it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
real.
That's why I be wondering. I'm like, man, it's just, that's how life should be all the time. Like, even if you haven't seen someone in 8 years, it's like, man, sit down and let's catch up, brother. And that's what that was on camera, man. So I really can't wait for that because, you know, it's different watching it and then, like, when you're actually recording it. Like, I'm not watching it when I'm recording it. Like, I'm just kind of zoning out and going crazy.
Bro,
like,
I'd be forgetting shit, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Completely.
So when I watch the shit back, I'm like, oh, my God, I did say that, man. Oh, my God, I forgot to say this.
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah, that's the worst one.
Yeah.
Nigga, you should have said this shit.
Why did you say that joke, man? It was right there, man. But, man, I'm enjoying these episodes, and I'm happy to see everyone else enjoying them too, man, because we really put the foot to the throttle, man. On you,
yeah, that's man. What they say, man.
You know what I'm saying? You know what they say?
Yeah, pedal to the throttle.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, right?
That's what it is. I heard somebody say that
shit. We put the steering to the wheel, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
put the gas to the wheel. And,
yeah, man. Straight eagle vision, man. I'm telling you, at some point, I'm making something called Eagle Shades. And they ain't gonna do nothing that looks like an eagle. It's gonna be regular shades, but they just got eagle shades.
The
like,
eagles. You know I can almost see them, yeah. It's a very fierce pair of glasses.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I could have made Ray-Bans and said the eagle shades. And, like, niggas like, ooh, you got some.
I feel like eagle shades is more like the Mokley Dokleys, man, with the sharp, like, sharp glasses.
They are
Eagles.
Eagles. Yeah. And then we gonna buff them out, man.
Yeah, we going wood, man. Yo, real, man. Real.
Don't let me do, you know what I'm saying? Don't let me get to experimenting, man, because I just know it's possible to make everything in this life. You know what I'm saying?
Just make one pair of glasses and leave the game.
That's smart.
Yeah, man. So Eagle Shades coming soon, man.
Yeah, I hope y'all got your Eagle Shades on, man, because we got some content coming up. Yeah. It's going to be the year to upload once again, man. I mean, we already been, you know what I mean, kicking and screaming and getting down and shit. Amen.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah,
but,
man.
We got some random order show live, maybe. Maybe y'all are into that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're going to figure that shit out. Amen.
Yeah.
Of course, we got way more wholesome episodes coming out, guest episodes. Amen.
Sorry, I just want to be clear with the people. When you say random order live, what are you talking about?
Yeah, YouTube and them. Yeah, yeah. YouTube Live and
yo.
Shit.
Yo,
but just like the beta modes we did, but
live stream.
Yeah, live streams, man. But don't get it twisted. Random Order Live.
Yeah,
for sure. We may
human
test,
form, man.
We may test that bitch out next year, 2024. We may do a live show, and that, let that be an audio exclusive message right there, man.
Yeah,
DJ Clue.
Was it a DJ exclusive or something like that?
DJ
know.
Desert Storm.
Oh my God! Yeah, man. But Random Order Live show would be cold, man.
Yeah,
I'd like to test that
sure.
out.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got, man? What else we got,
man? Maybe we just throw the name out there real quick, man. Random Order Athletic Club getting down.
Y'all know Sean getting down. Sacrificing his body, man. Sean, let me talk to you about that shit, fool.
Okay, put a pin in that, man. Of course, man. We got some food content on the way. Man, little travel yavel. Amen. Wholesome blogs, of course, man. New music show.
Yes, sir. Of course.
Okay.
This year too.
What the fuck? That was totally.
That worked though, man.
You getting your 6 songs in real quick?
My what?
You gotta get your 6 songs in, man. You know the sick voice song.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean,
now you sound pretty good.
You got the voice right now.
Yeah, I sound pretty good right
pretty
now.
Normal.
Like, this me.
Okay.
Me right here. I could turn this on whenever. You know.
For real. Let me ask you something. The big comforter around your shoulders like a mink right now. Is that just for sure? You really sick?
No, I'm really sick. Like, I'm extremely sick right now.
Extremely? Because you're smiling, boss.
I know, because, you know, I get to see y'all faces, man.
You look good. Ain't nothing sick looking over there, man.
I'm going through. I'm mad cold. That's why I got the blanket
on. Let me ask you something, man. She got you on the bed? Separate bed right there? That you for the night?
Sorry, man.
I know this is the audio version. They can't see it, but I can.
Yeah, man. It's my little house.
Little cot. Like, yo, you down for an audio exclusive today? Yeah, I'll stand up, walk over.
Literally.
Sorry, real quick, man. How'd that conversation go? One sneeze and she just looked at you and said, grab it.
Because you got to have a sneeze threshold, man. Too many sneezes.
Nah, man. I mean, look, you got to, you know, when you live with somebody, you got to look out for them. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep the lines of communication open. So I said, yo, hey, I woke up this morning, my throat kind of touchy right now. I don't know what's going on. She said, okay. So I'll update you in a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
Couple hours, hey, it's worse.
Picking up steam.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, you know, I say, I'm gonna kick it in here at all. You know what I mean? I'm gonna isolate. You know what I mean? I'm gonna give you space.
That's
how we rock out, man. Word. I'm not trying to get hurt. You know,
yeah, I respect that, man.
Okay, that's
I got everything I need here anyway, so I'm straight.
But I say it's easier to do when you're in a bigger space. Because when I was sick, like Julian didn't come into the room, I'm like, yo, just you might as well stay away.
Yeah,
then it got to a point where I'm like, I gave him the office for like a week. I'm like, you can work in there, I'll work in here. But then, like, I'm like, yo, maybe by Tuesday, if I'm still feeling fucked up, I'm gonna need the space back.
Yeah.
Just to, like, change. I can't stay in my room, like, that much. Like, when we were living in Toronto, if I was sick.
We sick.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I tell niggas I'm about to get sick next week, so I might not be, might be booked up a little bit.
Literally. So, I couldn't really go anywhere. So, when you're in a bigger space, it's easier to kind of separate yourself and say, oh, I'm in these ends, these corridors, you know?
Bro, I feel like the flu used to be so. I don't know if it was the flu, not thinking about it, but one nigga throw up, the next nigga throw up, we all just fucking. It wouldn't get all of us, the whole family, but nigga, at least 80%.
80%.
Catching that damn bug or whatever.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, someone just told me they had the flu, and I think the shit was going around, and I was just like.
Something's going around, for
sure. Yeah, like, I don't. Because now I'm thinking about it. Was it like, okay, you see how there's COVID, and then there's swine flu. Like, was there ever just flu?
Yeah, the flu. Like, I did not say it. I thought it was just, we used to call everything the flu. You throw out, I got the flu.
Nigga, flu. There go flu in it, yeah.
So like, I grew up, I'm like, hold on, nigga, what the fuck is the flu, actually? Is it the flu? Like, the notorious
flu?
I think the flu is, like, when you have a combination of stuff. So if you have, like, sore throat, cough, aches.
That ain't no
runny
flu.
Runny nose.
Yeah,
that's
a flu.
I think throwing the flu is, like, throwing up. He didn't say throwing up.
Oh.
You said like cold, runny nose. Like, I call that like a cold. But like, as soon as, to me, anything with throwing up, that boy got the flu. That boy got the flu. Like,
yo, you know what? It's not even saying, bro, I'm looking at the flu. Dry cough, chills, fever, runny nose, headache,
damn,
muscle. What
there
the
you
fuck?
Go.
No throwing up.
Damn, that's all. That so when we're growing up, like if you're throwing up, that boy got the flu, and that's contagious. Like, watch out for that.
Mm. What the fuck was we getting? Nigga?
Yeah,
I literally think like our parents weren't practicing. I think they're cross contaminating.
Yeah,
bro. I really the time we had a conversation about it, I'm like, hold on, bro. Mm. I literally used to like. I'd like see my mom just like touching shit, nigga, mixing it up and getting down, touching her shirt and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then like we had that conversation on the podcast. I'm like, hold on, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then I grew up, I'm like, I felt crazy for washing my hands every fucking second and like not wanting to touch it.
Oh, yeah. I don't even, if I touch chicken, I don't even like touching nothing till I wash my hands like five times, type of thing.
Yeah, my hands be soggy by the time I'm done cooking my chicken dish.
Oh, fucking bags, like literally bags, like a wet bag.
I do the gloves, man. I love me a glove.
I feel that, I'm on glove, man. Hey,
rip off the glove, throw it out, get another glove. That's my shit.
I feel it, man. But because I come to think of that, I don't really throw up often. Like nowadays, when I throw up, I threw up in Wales. Like if I throw up nowadays, I did it to myself. You know what I mean? Like it's gonna be from working out, or I ate too much, or like drank too much, and even then. I'm not even drinking these days. Like, I'm not like that.
You do get that food poison, though. Hit you in the neck.
Oh, if you get the foodie. But that's not on me.
Yep.
That's on whoever I just went to. You know what I mean? It is okay if you get the food poison. That's you're taking the blame for that.
Nah, you never. Sometimes you know, nigga. What the fuck you eating? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sketchy establishments. Chili's maybe.
Oh my god. Yeah. I have a lot of updates. I came to Dream's house yesterday. I said, man, I got some shit I got to get off my chest, man. I'm just going through shit, man. Chili's, I knew I was like, that's why I was saying, okay, how do I play this like safe? And I don't know why I thought chicken wings was going to be the best bet, but a chicken tender, I'm like, all right, that's a little safe.
Oh, shit, hold up. My fucking audio stopped.
It's 2024 and I'm sure you have goals. Maybe those are financial goals. The type of goals that if you have 10 different streaming services that you gotta pay for, that's not gonna happen. Trust me, it adds up. I had to get in tune with my spending in order to save money, and that's why I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With the Rocket Money app, I can see all my subscriptions in one place. So if I see an app that I don't want, I can cancel it with one tap. I don't have to talk to any customer service. I don't have to log in anywhere. Rocket Money does it for me. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $740 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. To watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yo, we back.
We back.
Check this out.
You went to Chili's.
I went to Chili's, man, in honor of my boy Zach.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
I keep my word, man. I said I'd test it out.
Chili's Orlando?
I went to Chili's Orlando. I felt like it would be a little bit clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, I trust Rolando over at LA Chili's. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Voodoo got the Booger kids and Booger Disney kids coming on down and shit.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Booger Disney.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Booger kids and shit coming through.
Sticky tables, man.
Sticky tables?
Sticky tables.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Orlando?
Yeah. At Chili.
Damn.
Yeah,
I knew it, bro. I called it.
You did.
Just all
did.
Them places got the layer of grease or zilch
grease,
on them,
man. And it was crazy because, like, old girl wiped the table down, said, kus, kus, kus. Like, oh, that like
cloth sticky.
Yeah,
it man, just glazes like, over the grease.
Yeah, it literally just spreads grease. Like, if man, I wouldn't even trust me, man. I got in there, felt the table. I took a note. I said, "Yup," and it goes right, man.
Check table.
But I figured it'd be all right because it was just by the the airport. So it's like, all right, this is where all the families are coming. So I'm thinking they're taking care of the establishment. I go check the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 stars. This service is the worst.
You check that going into it?
Yeah. Because I know what I'm type getting into because of what Zach and we all went through on the episode. So I'm just like, all right, let me just, maybe I can read a comment or two and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Boost my self-esteem up. And he said, terrible, don't go, forgets about orders, like server never came back, like whatever. So I was like, all right, man, I know what this is. I go in there, I just see a bunch of, like, you know, families there, and just it was a circus, man. I can't lie, circus, man.
You got to throw on a biohazard suit going in there.
Yeah, and just like the energy of what people were giving off in there, like, the way they call the servers is rude. Like, the customers, the way they're calling the servers is rude. The guys that are cleaning up the table, like, nigga put his foot up like Captain Morgan on a barrel on the goddamn seat that I'm sitting on the crossroad.
Oh, to clean it?
He's cleaning, but he's waiting for the fucking cup. So someone else is cleaning the table. He's like, I'll take your cups. And he's waiting and he's chilling. But you know when you're at work and you do anything to, like, kind of just, like, get some chill time?
Yeah.
I know chill time when I see chill time. The girl was perfectly fine to bring the cups to the back. Nigga just waiting there with his bin. So I'll take the cups. Girl walk right by him. Oh, okay. Picks up his bucket and goes. So I'm
nigga
like,
dicking around, man.
He's dicking around. There's beef there. She's clearly saying, like, bro, this nigga's lazy. Like, you're not, like, you don't need to take these cups. So I'm just sensing the vibes, man. Like, I'm
low
saying,
vibrational, huh?
Yeah, low vibrational. This older lady, it's like a grandma, bro, like, blaze the server because, like, I think she didn't get her dip, but she told her in the longest way. And while I feel that, you just don't go call this, like, working lady like that. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm thinking, all right, this is where I'm at. Whatever. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
This girl says, oh, my God, 1 second. Our server says, oh, my God, 1 second. I was like, all right. Fucking walks away. Goes to, like, the bar, behind the bar. Comes out with a fucking crying kid saying, no, fucking kid's crying. She's like, come on, I gotta serve these tables. I said,
what?
Buy me now.
What the fuck?
It's her kid. So her kid's just at work while she's at work. And she puts her, like, I guess she had to go to the bathroom.
Mm.
Puts her kids in the bathroom, comes back. Okay, how may I help you? Takes her order. And then, like, someone else at Chili's walks her daughter back around to where she was. And I was just like, damn, man. Like,
damn.
You
feel like you're in 8 Mile or something.
Yeah,
man.
What the fuck? Yeah. So I was just like, oh, let me get them tenders. What the fuck are you talking about?
Let me
about,
not
man.
Get what she got.
Yeah, so I knew where I was. I said, all right, man, let me just try the food and, like, get out of here type of thing. And I loved it because they had the little machine there. You can just pay and cut.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Good job, Chili's.
Good job, Chili's. And, quick update. The food was, you know what I mean? Like, it was
2.5.
It was a 2.5. You know where you're going there.
Yeah.
It's cheap if you're trying to go eat as a big family. I agree with that.
What was the total?
I was about to say, my shit was still kind of, like, up.
63?
50. Not bad.
What did you get?
5 tenders, 8 wings.
And? That's it?
2 drinks. That was it.
Like, drinky drinks?
Yeah, what? 2 drink. Like, just one cocktail of, like, whatever.
Because
he was saying, remember, Zach told us, drinks.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, literally, I was trying his 3 things. I'm like, all right, let me just see if this is what we would get. So he was saying apps, this, that. I didn't get nothing else. It was
strike,
2 apps.
Okay.
Damn. It was about 50. And I'm like, then I started playing the games on the little tablet. Mm-hmm. Niggas charge me $2.99 at my checkout to play some games.
Oh yeah,
just chilling for chilling.
Bro,
they cold blooded.
They gotta get it.
Should change their fucking name to cold blooded, man. Trust me, man. No, but I had a 2.5 experience for sure, man.
Yeah, I bet Zach would tell you like you needed your guide there.
And yeah. I'll do it one more time with him. And that's the last time.
Talk us through it, man. Zach, what's the... First off, we all tie our waist to Zach.
Amen.
Get in there. Make sure we all get on one piece.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think we go and record that and make it a food episode. Like, because just the was seeing, it was just funny.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's kind of where I went just to test it out. And I'm like, I'm not that hungry, so I'm not wasting a meal. Mm-hmm. It's right here. I'll try it.
Yeah.
And then,
I feel that, man. You can't waste a meal.
You can't.
Never. Oh,
you
never.
You can't.
You got an open slot for a meal. I'm not fucking around and experimenting, nigga.
Yeah, no.
And I feel like there's power behind, like, I looked Zach in his eye, and I'm like, I'm going to go.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, let me go and, like, actually update him. But then when I thought about it and I was actually doing it, I'm like, man, it'd be fire if we all went with Zach. Like, so because he's going to tell me I did it wrong. The same thing you're saying. And I did it right. I got what I need.
You got
the tenders were new, man. Fries were, oh my God, anyways, fries were like dust.
What, nigga, what's you using dusty food?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Fries were like dust, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Cut it, man. But that's...
Maybe bad location, man. We spoke on this before.
Maybe.
Bad location. By the airport, I don't know, man.
That Wendy's by the airport. Yo, good.
You right, man. Yeah. It should Wendy's, be the best of the best, because, man, that fucking Chick-fil-A by the airport,
it's a
great representation of the state, I'll say that.
It is, man. It really fried is, man. Just here, Will.
Sean, you tried a damn spicy breakfast biscuit.
Nah, I haven't. Ooh. Yo, I still have it, bro. From Florida the first time, I still have it, bro.
Oh, my God. I didn't. Damn. It's a new thing around here.
Yeah.
So, like, I was surprised to see it on the menu before. Bat track, right? For the salt eating the onion when I first tried that shit. I was just going through it. Y'all want some breakfast? All right, cool. Let me get the... Sat up and shit. Almost took off my seatbelt, nigga. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, yo, can I get the spicy chicken breakfast biscuit?
Holy.
Man, you put that honey, ain't nothing funny. Put the pickles. You want that pickle, nigga.
Hey,
put that jam on you in the gym.
Well, we was jamming that one. Yo. Man, oh man.
Oh,
bro, literally put them pickles up under there. Put that fucking honey, man. Ain't nothing funny. Trust me.
Honey ain't nothing funny, man. Strawberry if you want to be merry.
You put the jam on the breakfast biscuits?
I'm jamming if you jamming.
I kind of stopped.
Did you?
Yeah.
If I come clean, I usually do two. I usually do my honey thing, my honey roast or whatever. Okay. And now I do the jam on the biscuit on the other one.
Yeah, because the honey wins for me, man. Yeah. You do need that sweet with that, especially not with that extra spicy.
Yeah. But the jam works so well because of the bun.
Yeah, the thing is, I do like the jam. It's just literally just honey just whisked me away real quick.
Yeah,
but I was fucking with the jam for sure.
Because the breakfast, they don't really have no fries. It's really just a sandwich. So I just pound down two of those with an orange juice, and I'm out of there, man. Like, especially before the airport, man.
Had that hashish. That hashish go good, too.
The who's?
The hashishes.
Yeah, you right, man.
What the fuck is the hashish? Hash brownies.
You remember the hush puppies?
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with a little hash.
Unless talking brown.
What? Bro, what is hash? Okay, go ahead.
I was about to say, isn't hash brown?
I don't know. People smoke hash and shit.
Isn't it like, it's a shit that come off the crystals, right? Or am I tripping?
Crystals
the shit that come off the weed, right?
Nigga,
that
be in the bottom? Rick and Morty.
I don't know, man. What is hash?
It's something. It's like the extracted THC, I want to say. Like super extracted. So it's just super...
it's like hash putty?
Potent.
Who's? Hashish, commonly shortened to hash, is oleoresin? Made by compressing it and processing parts of the cannabis plant. Oh, okay. So we focus on flower buds containing the most trichomes?
Yeah.
It is consumed as a narcotic by smoking, typically in a pipe, bong, vaporizer, a joint, or oral ingestion.
You?
What?
I need to see a picture of hash.
You know what? It looks like Plato's, man. I mean, not boogers. I was going to say earwax. I'll say something, man. I've been smoking, like, I've been smoking since, honestly, I've been smoking for real since 2016. Like, everything beyond that, it was just bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it doesn't count. High school, I wouldn't log it.
It didn't count because I also wasn't doing nothing. I was just smoking on a Friday night. You know what I mean? But, like, religiously, I was smoking 2016 when we moved out. Mm. And I forgot who we were talking to. We were talking to someone about hash and all that. And I know Action Bronson's big on dabs and all that. And I was just like, man, like, I'm so okay with just a spliff and, like, because I don't even smoke to get high. I swear to God. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even smoke.
Wait, what
to,
do you
like,
do? Say, you trying to look cool as shit?
No, I know. I just, like the smoking camel. That's trying to be me. Okay. And the little jeans jacket. That's all I'm trying to achieve, man. No, but I smoke just to, like, lock into whatever I'm doing. So, yeah, I guess it's getting high, but it's just, like,
to a certain level. I'm not trying to, like, yo, let's see how fucking,
you know, yeah,
like, how high we can get.
Like, yeah. Hash and dabs and all that. Like, even bongs. I'm like, yo, bongs aren't for me because of the first time we went to Waleed's and he gave us a bong. I'm like,
oh, my God, bro. I was turned upside down.
Yeah. In like his computer chair.
I like a bong.
I do, but I don't know. Maybe in a chill setting. Like, I couldn't even tell you the last time I hit the gravity bong type of thing. Like,
It just gets me too ripped, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'm not trying to not do anything.
Yeah, for sure.
That's my steez, man. So, like, for sure. When people say, oh, my God, you smoke so much weed and this and that, I'm like, bro. Like, perfect example. I'm walking Brooklyn just now. Smoke my little thing. Get my mind right. Yeah. I come over here just decompressing from the gym. And I see my neighbor and I'm smoking. She's just like, I couldn't do it. Whoa, no. You know, older people. Yeah. You know, just like, no. 1 o'clock. No, I can't do anything. I'm like,
I'm done for the day.
Active, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But those are the people where you ever smoke with someone that doesn't smoke and you see them tweak out, you're like, all right, bro, like,
maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'll smoke a whole doink and then you look at me and you're not even gonna tell I smoke. I'm still be the same. Like, look, Laffy, maybe you smell the aromas, but I'm gonna just be like, all right, what are we doing now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we still locked in. Yeah.
We locked in, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just made it seem like, oh my God, fuck, you're smoking at one, like, you're about to be finished.
Yeah, now who else is saying that? I think we're on like a, I can't remember where we were. I think it was like, oh, now? Oh, I think it was Nate, actually. I think it was our man.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like midday and shit. Had a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little J, if you will.
Yeah, and we were working,
Like, guys, it's 12 o'clock. How do you get anything done?
I said, watch this. Dog, I don't know. Maybe we worked it into our like, and editing's very, sit down, look at your screen. So, like, that helps a lot.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely helps time pass, man.
Yeah, into it.
You look up, like, oh my God, nigga, I did so much.
Yeah. You know? I just said that kind
of. I think I feel like it's just like a roll of the dice type thing. Like, it's just how some people react to weed, bro. And it's like, it's nothing that, like, you can do or not do. It's just how you are or how you're not, you know?
Man. Yeah, for real. I wonder if people convince themselves that, like, yo, I get, you make the rule that, yo, I get paranoid when I smoke.
That's it.
And that's just because I say, like, I can get paranoid if I lean into it. And even then I know that, yo, like, you're just fucking, you know, thinking you're in tripping. The pocket. Like, you just, that's why I like to, well, not that's why I like, but
that's why
it definitely helps, like, doing work, you know, you know, doing something and then just thinking about it differently as you're doing it.
Yeah.
But even that, I do like smoking and thinking, so I get creative and shit.
Hell yeah.
And it's, I don't know, I just, if I have an intention, like, that's where I'm going. Like, that's, there's a reason. I'm like, all right, let me get this and do this. Or let me get this, think up this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Work on this idea.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a great idea. It's a great point because a lot of people, which is what I was about to say when you said that, Sheldon, a lot of people just, your mind is gonna, like, sometimes it's not, the weed's not even strong. It's just, yo, if we're all smoking, we're all together, and we're all naturally already in a funny mood, fucking around, and, like, we're about to go eat, and we're walking around Disney or something like that, and we smoke a joint, we're gonna continue that.
We're gonna get gonna there, be,
You know what I mean? On another level now. If we're like, yo, fuck, man, there's cops around here, should we smoke this, like, right now, and then we spark it, we're gonna be paranoid while, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I think a lot of people just take themselves out of it before they even smoke, and that's all they're thinking of.
Mm.
Which is why I was saying, if you ever smoke with someone that doesn't smoke, and then they just start tweaking, where it's like, bro, all right, chill out. Chill out, first off, man. Yeah. But
I feel that, yo, those niggas that really, like, yo, I know I smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't hang with the fucking smokers, nigga. You know them, nigga. We've had nightmares. We've had real life nightmares.
Yeah.
of niggas who are just like, yeah, it's another day, man. Here, yeah. here again. Here, 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 here. I'm like, bro, my hand, I have three right now. Yeah, give me another one, bro. What's happening?
Here. Stop, nigga.
Everyone just keep one, nigga. Just, why are we passing these motherfuckers around to so many?
Oh, my God, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need to do the chain smoking. Like, even then, because I've been to that point of when I've someone took me under their wing to chain smoke me, and I'm literally left smoking.
Fucking still steaming.
Just still sizzling and shit. Still trying to hand me something. I'm like, bro, I ashed on myself 30 times. I'm a fucking mess. I'm like,
you look at you walking out of coal mine real quick. You just jump out the whip.
Literally, like, I just came down Brisky Chimney, man. Like, leave me alone right now. Like, please, man. Please, yo, man.
Nah, that's funny. So,
I don't do it for that, man. You know what I mean? I do it. I have my mojo, but I can switch into that mode and say, all right, this is what we're doing, man.
I'm going to say I can't dab, though. I can't do no I don't extracts
so.
And shit.
Nah, I don't think I'm dabbing, man.
Bro, I literally wanted to fall down, and I was sitting down.
Oh, yeah. you tried it?
I think we did it. Yeah, we did one dab.
I've never lifetime. Tried.
It was the same bong night. Oh, my God.
Day. That's how you know niggas fucked up. It was a day. We just landed.
I was in the underground real quick, man.
Yeah.
In the opposite world.
Yeah, man. I don't know why I got a funny visual of like you sitting in Waleed's computer chair and then the computer chair going down like a barber chair just straight down into the like fucking earth.
Yeah, that's what happened. Nigga, what?
Right there, right there. Yeah, I guess I saw it. Where'd he go? I was like, yeah, fucking Looney Tunes all. But yeah, man. No dabs, man. No dabs, man. I'm okay.
Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
Dog. Did say he hit the gas mask one time.
I've done the gas mask. That was years ago. That was, I think weed was still very illegal at that point. You know?
Yeah.
So it was like.
That's a big fat F you to the system. Yeah. Not only did you get some trees, nigga. Not only did you get the company, nigga, you got the propaganda. The biggest paraphernalia.
Attachment, bro. That's an attachment at that time.
You got a tree attachment, bro? Ooh. Imported?
Fuck. And I remember, bro, one time I promised as a kid, a gas mask. It was at Spencer's, I think, in Bramley City Center.
Yeah. They used to have the paraphernalia for sure. Yeah.
Bro, them niggas had Chucky. Remember when they had the actual live Chucky doll in Bramley? Mm-hmm. I literally said, that store scares me, man. Then they put the fucking gas mask on Chucky. I said, all right, bro.
Y'all.
All
right.
That's when they moved upstairs, man. Bramley City Center, if you know, you know.
Yeah. And they also strapped a dildo to him, if you know. You know, bro. You never know what you're getting in that store, bro.
It's the same thing. It's the same.
Yeah. Same thing?
Yeah, still like that.
I knew it, man. If you know, you know, they used to be in the food court of Bramley and then they moved.
Because they don't know where else to put this store. That was one category, nigga. Yeah. It's like we got spiky boots, nigga. Spike bracelets, dildos, and gas masks.
And fucking Pokemon cards. If you're Pokemon cards. Put that store next to the security booth, bro. I swear to God.
Security just check on him every half hour. Yo, dude, we gotta get lifted around.
Let me see a stock room, man, just in case. I don't know, man. He's fucking tying up their employees for fucking interview checks.
No, I like it, Damn, yeah, nigga. Fuck going on in Spencer's, bro?
Yo, nigga. Fucking got nipple clamps. Aren't you got the job? Yeah.
So what call it? Yeah, you must got to submit a little portfolio of your freaky shit real quick. Oh,
Spencer's?
This is me from an adult swing.
My God.
No one's on, by the way.
Yeah, I took a self-timer, so I had to get up there quick. Then I had to wait for my mom to come home. Bro, I don't care what niggas say. Oh. I remember one time I went for a job at Bramley City Center for Hollister.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Nice.
You saw the documentary, man.
You know what I'm saying? I said... This is why I'm fighting my dad, man. I don't want to go to school. But he's like, yo, you have to get a job. I'm like, bro, I don't want to work at BNR with you, man. Like, it hurts. He said, yo, go find another job. And I had that one window. So I said, yo, I'm going to Hollister. And I don't know what's in my mind when we go to Hollister. Because
Julian was going, bro.
Well, Julian was going for sure. Because Julian trying to get me to go to McDonald's. I told him no. He said, Hollister. I said, all right, I can go to work with you too, type shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know what made me think I could go to Hollister and I'd be saved from B&R. Knowing, like, dad would call me to work in my Hollister jeans.
Oh, yeah, on your free days. Like, yeah.
All right, so you're already at the mall, nigga. So, all right, hit that terminal.
It's going to take you straight to past the warehouse.
So I get an interview at Hollister, and like we're all doing this thing, man. And I don't care what they say, man. They try to tell you you're a certain job, but you know what I mean? Don't hire like a certain kind or a certain group of people that look like.
Yeah.
And ever since that Hollister day, I say, yeah, you fuckers, yeah, you do, man, because you just did it to me, man. Julie got the job, I didn't get the job, right? Different reasons, though, man. Different reasons. I'm gonna go further than that. I know Spencer's only hiring a certain type, is why I even brought this story up.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
right?
Okay. Pierced up.
I never walked into Spencer and said, what are you doing here? As I always walked into Spencer and said, huh?
Oh, hell yeah, you work here. Right? Yeah, they must got scouted, nigga.
Yeah.
The scariest people walking by, hey, you with the fucking hole in your neck, nigga. You need a job.
You can walk around with a gas mask on. Perfect.
Come on.
Oh, man. But yeah, no.
Sell me this butt plug.
Sell me too, when you got the job right now as manager.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Holy shit.
But yeah, Julian got the job, man.
You ever think of like an alternate universe version of niggas? Yeah, like, you kind of see him with spiky hair in another world and shit.
Yeah. Julian could totally get that job. Like, if you know a true Canadian classic, the guy with the spiky hair from Radio Buzz or Radio Shack.
Oh,
what's that show called? Radio Shack, right?
Radioactive?
Radioactive.
No,
Radioactive.
Radioactive. Yeah, you might recognize it.
Yeah. The guy with the spiky hair, that's
the type
of
George, bro.
George, yeah. That's the type of cat that work at Spencer.
Radioactive.
That was I used to find that nigga so funny.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Oh, yes.
On YTV, yeah.
This nigga, George, man. Definitely at Spencer's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you don't know about Spencer's is just like, this is a sick show, man. This is a really good 90s show. That's kind of tight. I'm going to watch it back, man, and see what.
And they had like the radio station in their school, right? That's how it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what the story is?
Yeah. I was always like on some late night shit, though. It was like a breakfast club. Radioactive is a Canadian. Damn, you just changed.
Oh, my bad. What were you reading?
I don't even know what picture is on. Radioactive is basically it's a sitcom on these kids running a radio show from their school.
Yeah.
But it was a Canadian sitcom, and it was really good, man. And if you guys don't know what Spencer's is like American version of, honestly, man, it's just
Canadian version of?
American version would be like a scarier Zoomies. Like Zoomies turned up just a little bit. You know what I mean?
I feel like they got Spencer's in the States.
They got Zoomies out here, though.
They got Zoomies out here, but Spencer's is another level. Like, Zoomies is not selling butt plugs.
Okay, true.
Spencer's will. You know what I mean? But I've seen a lot of scary stories like this. And is this a Canadian thing?
What?
Yeah, I think Spencer's is only Canadian. There's one freaky man just in Brampton. So,
yo, hold on, man.
We need a store where you can get Pokemon cards.
And
B-Blues.
Yeah, what the hell? I only see one.
Yeah, it may be there, but it's literally that, man. Like, they just sell, like...
It's very spiky things, man. Yeah, a lot of things.
Yeah. A lot of posters, stud belts. You'd go there and get them.
Yeah.
Posters and all that type of shit, man.
Ouija board.
Yeah, you can get a Ouija board there. Sure, man. And I'll never, man.
Oh, goddamn, nigga. Hold on. Yeah, they're all over Canada.
What, Spencer's?
Okay, good.
670. I don't know about the states.
Do you have to be 18 to buy from Spencer's? If Google is that asking that as a fucking question?
Top question, yeah.
That's
yeah,
cap, man, though.
I'm telling you,
that's,
bro.
It always felt crazy to
me. I for sure seen little kids in that bitch.
Yeah, no, it's just a question. So you know kids are searching it, man. Because they're seeing shit. They're saying, what the hell is that?
Yeah, you're not going to catch me there at Chili's, man.
Yeah, no.
I might have to try it still. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of curious.
I'm telling you. We'll do it. We'll do it.
Yeah.
I go to Fridays over at Chili's.
Oh,
Fridays
yeah,
is going to have like a sticky table, but Fridays is just one level up of that Chili's. I definitely go there instead.
I was going to say, what's y'all opinion on Eastside Mario's?
I had a bad story with them.
Me too.
I don't think I've ever like been there for. I want to say Daniel Caesar got sick or some shit. Why the fuck do I know that? Yeah, I want to say Dan. Or he used to work there. Okay, that's what happened. Oh, okay, but I heard niggas got sick as fuck there and saw a mouse and shit.
I thought me and you went there. Well,
I went there once. Not bad.
On Airport Road?
Nah, I went to Trinity. I went to Trinity Commons.
Okay, yeah, they got one there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's still there.
No, I went to Montana's. I was across the street.
Montana? I went to Montana's.
Yo, man. Yo, I did.
Montana, not bad, man. You can get down in there still.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I was the home of bony steaks.
Yeah, but you don't go to Montana's for ribs. The ribs are good. The ribs the ribs slap. Because Montana's did a rib special. Oh.
Just hit you in your head.
Montana's did a rib special.
Really?
Because Kelsey's came with that wing special.
It came with that wing, Tuesday wings.
So Montana said, yo, okay, we're going to step it up for our promotions. And we're going to do the rib special, man. And I think it was like almost like all you can eat ribs for a certain price, maybe like $20 or something like that.
Isn't the keg getting down like that too? Something with the ribs.
Keg, I don't remember the keg's movements, man. Because the keg was kind of prestigious, you know.
Yeah,
what
that's
I mean?
Turtleneck like, occasions.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and shout out to all my niggas at Mandarin right now, man.
Yo.
Right now, man. Because I promise I miss a all you can eat spot that's clean, man.
Yeah, there's not many of those.
Yeah, they did it. Yeah.
There's not many.
Nah.
Yeah.
You just invite a certain type of cleanliness to a buffet, man, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Anybody mixing the mango on my shit? Even like continental breakfast.
Yeah.
My shit just open and shit. Here, take some eggs. Yeah. Just like mixed it and put chunks back and shit.
Yeah. I never thought about that. Yeah.
I put a chunk back. Man, that's a bad chunk.
Oh, for
put
sure.
Shit back in a bowl, man.
Yeah.
For sure, man. But You need the continental breakfast where the employees are walking by fixing the bacon strips. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Lay my bacon down, probably.
Yeah,
Take me up.
Yeah. Because you know I want to peel them strips like fucking Colgate white strips, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? All in line.
Yeah, I hate when they pick up like a nest and shit.
Oh.
My bacon tangled and shit.
Oh, that's the worst, man.
You know what the fuck? Man. Dry clump and shit.
Speaking of a dry clump.
What? Where next?
So I'm walking Brooklyn, and you know he's an adventurous dog, man. He likes to go explore things. Like literally I just stepped out of the house and he's putting his head like far under the bush, and I'm like, all right, you're pulling really hard and you're really trying to go there, so what the hell is there? Pull him away, because I'm getting some bad vibes. And I go to the side where I can see where he's, like, I can look down into this bush and see where, like, the bush is probably knee high. So I can kind of, but there's a little spotty so I can see it. Fucking dead possum.
Oh, God.
Big as hell.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, the size of literally our cat, Nala.
Jeez.
So yeah, that's a meal. That's a meat. Yeah. That's a meat.
That's a clump.
Yeah, that's a clump.
That's heavy, right? So my first thought is oh, possums play dead. So I'm like, yo, okay, now really get away from him in case this nigga wakes up. So it's, you know what I mean?
That's the gotcha nose, man.
Man, I promise you, I'm not with kicking animals, hurting animals. Mm-mm, mm-mm. But if that thing launched at my dog, launching it.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Ooh, sure. I'm gonna have to do what I have to do. Mm-hmm.
He's gonna climb you though. He's gonna get active with you.
No, not one kick. One kick.
With a yassum?
A yassum, I don't know, man. But if he bites Brooklyn, I promise you, Brooklyn's for the streets now. Like, you can't come back inside.
Yeah, you gotta drop the leash.
You gotta drop the leash. Leash is nothing. I'm wrong. You know how many shots this nigga going?
Yeah. He said it, bro. He's putting
shit. You just outpriced me, man. One bite.
One bite, man. The possum wins. It's like a zombie bite, bro. If a zombie bites a human, you're not taking the human inside. Niggas know you got to go back outside.
And I don't want to Will Smith you.
But aren't there shots and shit that you get your dog so that they be good?
He got a no responsibility, bro. You get bit by a possum, you live by a possum.
Okay,
man.
So
what, nigga? Is that when...
Live by the gun, die by the gun, man.
That's what they say.
Yo, I'm sorry, man. I'm like, now you're half dog, half possum, bro. I can't.
That's
like,
real rap. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be asking for my fries at the table, you know what I mean, when you got bit by a possum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ain't no forgiveness for that,
okay,
man.
Okay.
Nah, man. So,
but the vet gonna get you for that, though. I know they got protocol, nigga. You know what I mean? Yeah. They gonna convince you to get the possum shot.
Mandatory.
Yeah. After the fact. I'm like, and just like Shaw said, nigga, I thought I got this shot, that shot. Bro, they convinced us to give Tui
a fucking raccoon piss shot.
Wait, what?
In case they said, in case this nigga drinks a fucking puddle and there's raccoon piss in it,
oh,
he gonna be all right.
Really? You paid?
Bro, literally, yeah, nigga, they got me in
two bills.
This look at me crazy. One in the back.
Oh, you're not gonna get the raccoon piss shot.
All right, fine, man.
Yeah, that'll get me still. That'll get me.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna get
a
everyone,
lot of dogs
bro.
Drinking raccoon piss.
So now you actually say, okay, there was animal and animal contact.
Yeah, now they go
get let the these niggas say, oh, you don't want this nigga to get a possum tail now. Yo, yeah, you're right. Give me the shot. Like, dog, his teeth gonna grow longer like a possum.
Look up his unicorn shot too. You gonna see it too, man. You know, grow a tail.
How much, man? Let me know, man. I'm not trying to come downstairs and develop new shit. See my dog playing dead like a possum, and I'm just like, all right, man, Brooklyn, give it up.
Like possum activity.
Yeah, I'm right into it, man.
I heard that.
You played that too. They got Tron Jim. All right, this nigga. You got to give another possum shot.
I got bit by a possum, man. I played dead sometimes, man. Especially when niggas saying, come move your car.
Might as well have a bald tail, nigga. Yeah, hey, move it. Man.
Dog, so I thought homeboy was just playing dead. So I let a couple of days go by and I'm just like, all right, no, like Brusky not breathing at all. Cause I had to come back the same night and I'm like, all right, let me just
check.
Fucking let me play dead and I'm not here and just kind of look over at his lungs. I'm like, no, he's not moving. Mm.
You getting a lung visual?
I got a lung, clear visual of this guy. Like, I'm telling you, he's big, bro.
Damn.
So I was like, yo, I'm not removing it. Mm-hmm. First off, like, someone's gonna have to come do it. Yeah,
impossible. Oh, yeah, you got a call, yeah.
But the possum guy.
You got a call. So mm-hmm. I don't know who, but you got a call. Like, I know a call is involved. Mm-hmm. So we call our community and they're like, hey, they say
private property.
So that's all you pushing it. That's all you.
These niggas will sell your property. Oh, we got y'all. Anything have we got y'all, man? Hey, there's a dead possum. Hey, that's
out of my jurisdiction.
Your property, bro. Yeah,
like, hey, nigga, I pay my property tax, nigga. This is a property problem.
That just go towards the golf cart's partner, man. We don't.
Hey, where my golf cart at?
Hang up the phone. So I had to call. The animal city or city animals.
Is this your bush?
Who?
This is your bush.
My bush.
Oh.
It's literally right outside my crib. Like, oh, right when you go outside. Mm. Like, to the door, it's there.
Yeah. And you're going to smell that, bro. With this Florida sun.
That's it. No one felt me, bro. I got on the phone animal services and I said, yo, there's a dead possum outside. I'm not picking it up. I just don't know if I'm calling the right person right now. She's like, oh, yeah, we'll come take care of it. I said, all right, it's been there for 3 days. And the possum scent is getting crazier.
Mm-hmm.
She says, oh, like, what's a possum scent? I said, it's a dead possum. It's just a possum scent. His body's, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, rotten.
Decomposing.
It's bad now. Mm-hmm. She's like, okay, this is where I almost laughed. She said, how much longer can you stand the possum scent? Like, I'm not using my
what
words against
fuck?
It. Like, but she's being honest. She's like, all right, like, well, because it's so bad. I don't go through that door anymore. I literally leave through the garage. Like, I can't. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't walk by it.
Plug your nose till you're down the block and shit.
It's just bad, man. But it's been a week, man. They still haven't picked up.
It's still
fucking,
right there right now?
It's there right now. Damn. And the possum scent is crazier because now his body is like it's... It's a squish.
Oh no!
Like, yeah, like
bro, they gonna it's gonna pop soon too, nigga.
It probably pop. Yeah, because the first day I seen it, it was big.
Oh,
then the
God.
Second day it's like almost empty, like it's just deflating.
Ugh.
And I'm like, yo, man. It smells terrible, man. Especially in the sun, it's raining. And Brooklyn's still trying to smell the shit. I'm like, bro, I'm going to bite you now, man.
Fuck around, bro.
It probably got the Maggie's going up.
I don't know, man. It's just not a pleasant smell. And now when they pick it up, I'm like, yo, y'all going to have to drop some new leaves there for me, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to put some spatch. Yeah,
patch.
Well,
gotta,
sure.
You got to put some mulch.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Just a weird place for
you
a
pack of mulch
door.
Drop, man.
Yeah, bring some mulch over with you, man. Fuck.
100.
That's crazy.
Man,
damn.
Facts, man. But it's just, man, it's hot out here.
That's when you know you gotta look at your city infrastructure, the water, what's going on. Mm-hmm. Has this fresh possum just lay down and die?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know, man. I don't know. Some weird shit's been happening at that house, man. I swear to God.
You think somebody placed a possum?
I don't know, man, because.
Bro, maybe it's the fucking guy that blazed you for not picking up the shit.
put a possum on you? Or Jeff Bezos, right, man. Yeah. Like, you gonna get this package, motherfucker.
For free.
Hey, happy Prime Day.
It's gonna get there quick.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it was that fucker. I don't know if it was the neighbor mad that I'm not picking up the shit. Even the other day, like a couple weeks back, someone was just randomly throwing up in our bush. I was telling you this.
What the I didn't tell you told me this?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Nah, I would have saved that.
I just, yeah, just, I don't know, man. This guy's just randomly throwing up. And I took a video just in case. I'm like, yo, this is just weird, bro. Like, why are you here? And I just had to put a bassy voice and say, not the place.
Not the place for yakking.
Not the fucking place, man. Like, it was just too weird because I'm like, okay.
You can't stop a yak, though. Like, once that shit starts, you can't.
It's not the place. It's not the place.
Choose our next bush, bro.
And on top of it, it's just like, his body language was like irritated. It was like bothered. His whole, he was white. So, like, his whole body was like red. Mm. His face was red. So I'm like, yo, are you yakking because you're fucked up? Like,
you might smell the possum, nigga. You just walking down.
Not his post possum.
Okay, post possum.
Yeah, yeah.
Pre possum.
Mm-hmm. But my this is my thought to this day. Because after he was yakking in our bush and I said not the place, he like went away. And then maybe like 5-10 minutes after, cops pull up like just down the street, like where I can see. I'm like, what the fuck's happening over there? Then like 3 more cars come up and then he's talking to someone. So I'm like, okay, hold on. The only thing that makes sense to me, someone maybe try to like rob someone, break in. Maybe it's a husband or a boyfriend like fight or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then the girl maced him and then he ran. Because that's the quickest place that he can go where it's tucked away. And I'm telling you, this nigga was red, bro. Like literally Tommy from Driver.
Oh,
and just he's trying to throw up, but he's not throwing up. Like I'm not hearing nothing hit the ground, but I'm just hearing a lot of like Earlin type, like, trying to force it out, coughing and shit like that. And so I said, you know, not the place, man. Like I don't know, because it was weird. I'm like, if someone's throwing up, I'm allowed them. That's your bush, whatever, man. Fuck.
Yeah, choose a public bush.
But yeah, man, I don't know where that guy is, man. But I got his face on video throwing up, man.
We need to send that in, bro.
Yeah, I'll see if there's a reward, man.
You say this guy still might have yak on his neck. This man, he was last seen very red. Some say he's still not fucking red. Look out.
I just been at the crib grinding, man.
Same.
Got an elbow bump.
You said an elbow bump?
What's the damn elbow bump. You know the elbow bump.
Oh, like
your elbow hurt. Like you can't do nothing with your elbow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I ain't never heard of that.
You never got an elbow bump?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never got a bow bump.
A what?
A bow bump.
What's a bow bump? What's a bow bump?
Yeah.
Elbow bump.
Okay.
It's a bow bump. Yeah.
You left me.
Nah. Yeah, I didn't hit like my funny bone and shit, but.
Nah, it's like a painful bump.
Exterior thing.
Damn. Like it's on your elbow.
Like it's almost like a pimple.
Like, yeah, like a pimple, but this one's not even showing itself, man. It's like just fucking hurts, bro. It's like a hair, maybe.
Yeah. Could be a hair. Could be like. Type shit. You know when you go to Wonderland and you lean on the pole and then you go home, you got a bump
elbow
there. It's a bow bump, man.
Yeah. You can't lean on nothing.
Yeah.
How long you had that?
I got
It's been developing these past 3 days, man. It's getting bumpier.
Fuck.
Damn.
Yeah. Niggas gonna feel me on the bump, bump, bump.
Yeah, niggas definitely gonna type with the bows up right now saying, me too, nigga. Got the bump. Yeah, man, the bump is gonna get you, man. You just can't, especially when you're driving, man. That's the worst because you can't just put it down because it's literally
the very tip of your shoulder, your elbow.
Yeah.
Where you place your elbow on the surface, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never put an elbow bump on marble, bro. It has no give. Just squishing the bump.
No.
It's like there's a little needle in the bump. So, like, every time, just imagine that. There's a little needle in a tiny bump.
Yeah.
Maybe a shard of glass.
Yeah.
And every time you just put it down.
It just hurts. Yeah. You just don't do it. Like, literally, I have to put down a towel to put my elbow down on the desk.
Real rough.
Man, what the fuck? God.
Sean, you never get a ear bump?
Nah.
I got that once.
A ear bump? Where is
Remember the twins used to tell us, you guys will get ear bumps? What the fuck? You getting bumps in your ears?
No, just a painful bump.
Never.
Okay, nose
fucking
bump.
Hurts.
You got a nose pimple.
I literally just got over one right here.
Yeah, I've had a nose pimple before. Okay. Yeah.
All right, that level of pain in a very small area.
Yeah, that's tough. So, yeah, I know what
The ear one is crazy, though. The ear one is fucking crazy.
Bro, you touch that, swipe that, bro. There's no forgiving, bro. Like, get the fuck off. You just sting singing for an extra 30 seconds.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man. Like, maybe that's from, like, sweating in your headphones or something like that. But it's, like, it's worse when the bump is literally right on the back of your ear. Like, not on the back, but, you know, when you put your finger in your ear?
Yeah.
Like, that wall.
Yeah.
That shit. You do, I literally don't wear headphones. Like, it's like, bro, I can't, man. It's just, you want to scream.
It's in your dish.
It pops or what? Like, I don't know if I've ever had it pops.
Yeah, eventually it will.
You don't want to pop it up. That painful.
Really?
Yeah, you let it do its thing. Honestly, don't even look it up. The pictures, I don't even want
to
see what.
No, I'm not about
like,
to.
Like, Google always made. I think Google did something in their algorithm to, like, scare niggas with anything that you have to do. Like, anything that's going on. Like, if I have an ear bump and I look up Google picture, ear bumps, it's going to be the worst picture that
no subtle bumps.
Yeah. No subtle bumps. Like, nothing ever looks like my shit. I'm like, bro, okay, I don't have what that nigga has. Yeah.
It is good to, like, feel better about yourself and shit. Like, I ain't got that.
But then
shit that you got could turn into that, and you don't know how to fucking prevent it.
You're right. Yeah, I'm scared when you get the exact result. Like, oh, fuck.
That's me. Oh, man.
Yeah, nah.
Yo, man. Shot the stage crew, man. Shot the stage crew, man.
Y'all ever been canoeing?
Yeah.
Kayaking.
Canoeing?
Oh, it's kayaking. Yeah.
I think kayaking is like just single one, right?
Yeah. That's the one-man boat.
Yeah. Me either.
I think I used to always just think that canoes tip easy, so I was scared of them.
Yeah, I definitely felt that when I got in there.
It's a damn V.
Yeah.
You just ready to tip.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then your legs are there, so I'm always thinking I'm going to be upside down in water with my legs locked in. The canoe got a leg seatbelt?
No. A leg belt? No, that would be dangerous.
It's just right. Two seats.
Yeah.
It's just nothing. You just sitting down for real. Yeah.
Yeah, you begging to fall in the water. Yeah. I didn't even want to see like a tip, like a. You ride the boat a little much and then the water just spill over a little bit real quick.
Because I'm not going to be able to get back in.
And you got to know who you're jumping on a boat with, too, man. Niggas want to stand up and shit. It's fucking stand up caster line.
Yeah.
Have a seat, man. You're in my boat.
Yeah, literally have a seat even if it's a big boat. Like, the only time you can stand up on a boat is if you're on a yacht.
You're a rat, bro. Have a seat, bro. Boats are for sitting.
Boats are for sitting, man. Not standing, man. Yeah.
And out of courtesy, whoever's the most scared, that's the fucking captain, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, don't stand up. This nigga's scared.
Yeah.
Don't be freaking niggas out, man.
Yeah. Facts. I like that.
Just sit. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
You could do without standing.
Sit and chill, man. Fuck.
Yeah. No, for sure. It's supposed to be, I feel like it's supposed to be a chill thing, like a canoe. It's supposed to be like just a chill ride. Like you're just one with the water type shit.
Yeah.
You know, you're just chilling, man.
Oh, yeah. Canoe's manual, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, canoe's manual, yeah.
You think about canoeing?
I canoed last weekend.
Oh, damn.
Hell yeah, man. It was fun, yeah.
That's my, congrats.
Yeah, my first time. It was amazing, man. I enjoyed it.
Is that how you got sick?
I think I got sick because like the weather out here is just crazy, man. Like it'll be really hot one day, and the next day it'll be mad cold, so you won't be ready for it, you know. And so I went to a couple events and shit, and just wasn't dressed for it. And now here I am,
shorts and a sweater.
Yeah,
no hat, you know, just fucking one shirt. You can't do that out here, man. Not in October.
Yeah, for real. You can't hide from that either, man.
Yeah, it's a fact. So now I'm just like, all right, cool. I'm about to get the winter jacket back out and shit.
Damn, man.
Yeah, bad.
Damn, already, eh?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Man, that one outlying hot or cold day just make you just take the cold out too early sometimes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, box. My God, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Winter box.
And then you got to, like, you always got to answer to the people that are asking you, like, yo, you got the cold out. Like, I'm wearing it, yeah. Like, it's not time, yeah. Like, I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, you never want to wear it too early.
Yeah. Because, you know, people are mad at you because of what you're projecting. Like, you're saying winter is here type of thing. So, like, people are just really get mad. Like, nah, man, put it away, man. We still got a week.
Yeah.
Man, bro, it's fucking negative one.
I'm cold.
I'm freezing.
White people going to be with the capris out and shit, shorts.
Yeah.
Bro, there's a nigga in our school specifically, bro, shorts man. He was a big guy, so my man had some skin on him.
Yeah.
But, bro, shorts. It'll be like, literally, I remember a blizzard. I could not believe my eyes, bro. This guy was walking to school in shorts. Of course. Shorts guys were in shorts.
And it crossed my mind. I'm like, yo, maybe this guy, like, just only has shorts. So we had to ask him, and he said, nah, man, I just fucking love shorts.
Bro.
Fuck him. Yo, it's hot. The nigga just loves shorts. Man, I thought that was a cougar leaning over the fence.
That's a dog?
It's a man.
Hell yeah.
Sheldon, tell me, you sacrificed your body during the Random Order Athletic Club, our first run.
You think?
You're all over the floor.
Was I?
Throwing yourself at people.
I don't know if I was. No.
I mean, we'll see it in the footage. Don't say anything, because
okay.
Don't give me juice to fucking replay your shit five times and then play your voiceover. I was up.
There was one play where I was on the ground. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's the play I'm talking about specifically.
Okay.
I guess I'm fine now, man, because you know with basketball, there's always that. it's one team against the next team, right? Always. So you always have your team. You always have your boys backing you up. So you know when you get a crazy call, and you know it's like this can go either way. You know you can rely on their team if they're looking at you saying, "Nah, bro, that's not a foul." Yeah. They're gonna ride with you.
You're not right, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Sheldon, he let's just say he ran into a wall. He ran into two walls. He tried to squeeze himself through between me and Julian. My defense was there. He couldn't get around me, so he threw himself and he tripped over Julie's legs. That's how I saw it. In the camera, that's how I saw it. He gets up, says, "Nah, man, that's a foul. It's a foul.
It's a blocking foul."
So you trip. You trip where I'm running and you trip over my legs. I didn't foul you. You just tripped over my legs.
It's a blocking foul. Your body's involved.
But even right now, you're smiling because you're trying to fight.
I'm just not gassing it up. It ain't dropped yet, so I'm gonna wait. You know when it drops,
yeah.
And then I really turned up. But that's all I'm gonna say. It's a block of foul, man.
What I want to ask you is after we gave you a call, because I'm gonna want to argue about calls for a minute.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either. Yeah.
Take the ball.
But even so, before you even can see, that's why I say everybody that's listening, this foul wasn't like. The game went on after this foul, so it wasn't like this is like the end of the game. Like
it was,
no, it wasn't. Y'all,
we both needed one.
Well, y'all
more.
Went back the other way and didn't score, and then we went back the other way and scored.
Yeah, but that's still going. Okay. It's still going to ruin the rhythm.
Oh, the rhythm!
To stop something? Are you crazy?
I can't be responsible for y'all rhythm, man. Get y'all rhythm in check, man.
That means if we had the ball. So you fall. We have the ball now. We have a chance to go up and score. But you're stopping, saying foul. You're stopping everyone's energy from, like, we're about to run. You say foul, everyone stays here. Now we got to argue.
I mean, that's...
That's basketball.
Street ball,
That's street ball, for sure. But my point here, after everything's said and done, y'all go ahead and win the game.
Congratulations.
You walking over to your bench, I can go over to get a word with you. And you smile and you say straight like that. What's that about?
Wait, what'd I say?
You said straight like that and smiled.
I mean, look, I can't really remember. You know, it was a little bit a minute ago, man. I done got my W a couple weeks ago. So you know, I'm in another place right now, man. I'm looking forward to November. You know, but what I will say is, I mean, there's a lot of talk going into this situation, you know, a certain balcony session where, you know, a lot of guys felt very confident about what they're about to do coming in. Yeah, and so I just felt like, you know, okay, we're going to see if that happens. And, you know, I ain't going to give it away. I got to watch it when it drops.
We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that, man. The scrape like that, just to be clear, man, was very, very clear that Sheldon was telling me I was indeed right. It was my fault. It was my ball. No foul. He fell.
Wait, I never said that.
But we got the point.
What?
It could have been straight like that. We won.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Trust me, man. I know that because you smiled at me. I said, "You motherfucker." And then you walked away.
Dog.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. It wasn't straight like that, but you hit me with a message. I'm like, okay, yeah, I know what you did. You played into fighting with the team and getting the ball back.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. That's not me, man. That's not Shells. Come on.
Shells don't do
that's
that.
That's not Shells, man.
That wasn't Shells that day. Exactly my point, man. Exactly my point.
I mean, look.
So whatever, man. They'll see when it comes
out.
Just
man.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That was an interesting day, man. Interesting set of games.
Yeah, it was, man. It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to come back.
He's God active, man.
Yeah, we're going to come back and do it again, man.
You've been practicing?
Standing on Benin
I seen you with them damn cones, nigga.
Yeah, man. Just getting some reps, getting some cardio in, man. That's all it is. Trying to get better, man.
I hear that.
Develop a left hand, man.
What can you leave him with?
Yeah, ROAC, man. Random Order Athletic Club. I think it's just time we do some content around basketball and fitness and sports. I think there's a lot of things that can come out from this, which we're excited about. Right now, what we have is a basketball series that we're putting together with a group of guys that we've been playing basketball with from our whole time in Toronto. Some we went to school with, some we met just in our time in Toronto. We're just trying to really create a run where everyone's friends, everyone does something here, everyone knows someone from somewhere, and if you don't know each other, we can get to know each other, and you know what I mean, just become like a little club, man, a little club. We all play ball, and I feel like it was just time to organize a run myself and actually have, you know, I'm always invited to runs, but I'm never inviting someone to runs, and I think it's just only right to capture the content, so me and Julian just been working on this for a minute now. At first, so we're going through ideas of like, is it me and him playing basketball at LA Fitness, or is it bigger than that? Is it, you know, more community based with people and, you know what I mean, friends that we've balled with? And yeah, man, we took some time with this and finally came with a concept and working on it now, man. But Random Order Athletic Club, I think it's going to be something fun, and just, you know, so much bullshit comes with basketball, like what Sheldon's on right now. So it's gonna make for good content, man. But I'm excited to have some new shit come out, man.
Yeah.
Amen.
Me too.
I'ma leave it at that.
Yeah.
I'ma leave niggas with this, man. I need good gym headphones, bro. I don't know. Like, I search it up and it's fucking, no, niggas aren't being clear about, you know, what headphones can withstand sweat.
Yeah.
Fucking stay in my
ear. I think my AirPods are starting to go under.
Your water damage. Yeah.
You gymming in them?
I've been gymming in them, yeah. And now, like,
it, I feel bad,
like one will just, like, man, clip out. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I have to, like, take it off, put it back on for it to reconnect. I don't really even sweat like that, so I'm kind of confused. But, I'm about to just put the Beats back in rotation, man. I forgot I had those Beats.
Beats,
yeah. The white Beats. Yeah.
So I'm about to, I was going to say, some Beats will do you good, man. Some Jabras will do you good. Mm-hmm. I fucked up my Apple ones, but man, at this point, yeah, like,
you, there's, don't you still use them?
Yeah, yeah, all the time. There's water damage in them, though. I hear it.
Oh, like,
I definitely hear it. So I'm just gonna fucking, I'll probably run those to the ground and then go back in and just repair them. And then, like, you know, like when it really stops working, I'll go back in, because it's like $200 to repair or something like that.
Golly.
Sheesh.
It gets you, man. So
yeah.
I just feel like they're going to make one with like some type of water resistance.
They're going to make a better one. And at that point, I'll get that and keep those for editing and keep these as my gym ones, because they're good. I like them. I like working out with them. They fall off. Like, I can't play basketball with them. So I'm trying to find some like in-ear ones that won't fall off my ears, because
I think my ears built different, bro. They didn't test my ear hole. I'll buzz just follow my ear.
Really?
Except for the first AirPods.
Really?
Literally the first AirPods are the only ones that...
The Pros follow your ear? The AirPod Pros?
No. That's like not in-ear. That's over. But
yeah.
Even I want something.
The in-ear AirPod Pros. Those are the Maxes that's overhead.
Yeah,
the
with
Pros.
A little turn and a little fucking...
Oh, I hate those.
I like those ones. Oh, yeah,
I never tried them, but just looking at them, like,
They feel nice in there still. Yeah. Cause I said that too, and then I got them. And they have the different tips if you want. I never fucked around with that.
A lot of tips and shit, man.
Yeah,
that doesn't fucking work for me, bro.
Yeah, no.
Or I'll be like doing something, and it throws me off when I know something's about to fall out of my ear. And I'm, you know what I mean? And that shit fall on the ground, that shit go across the room.
Yep.
It got legs on it, bro.
You got any Bluetooth speaker guys at your gym?
Your Bluetooth device is ready to pal.
Neither of you. No, like
in the gym.
Me.
But like not in the court though, like in the with the weights and shit.
Oh, hell.
Oh, I was gonna say, I don't believe that. Yeah. Now that's ignorant, bro. I haven't seen that in a while.
No,
bro.
I've never seen that ever.
LA Fitness shit?
LA Fitness, they're bringing a boom
like
box?
Little baby speed, yeah, like not a baby, like a, you know what,
like,
I mean?
A,
you'll hear it's there in the
like
corner.
JBL
and shit,
type
and
shit. They just boop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bro, yeah, for sure.
Thing and just,
nah,
if
bro.
There's enough guys, nah. I'm gonna throw my brown guys in the bus.
Yeah,
bro.
Airport in Bavaria, bro. I had to leave that one still. I can't go there no more.
Where?
Airport in Bavaria, I can't go there no more.
Well, you're asking for
it. Yeah,
it
I know,
there,
but it was the closest one to me, so I just would go there, but I can't. I can't, bro. It's just too crazy, bro. It's too much weird shit going on.
You don't want that, bro. I'm just here to do my thing, and that's it,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I go to Caledon, man. And I'm grateful, man, my fucking gym's in my backyard, man, because that's, like, it's just such a good point. Mm-hmm. Like, I leave a gym, 2 minutes, I'm home.
Yeah.
It's fucking sweet. I hate driving wet, man. I hate it, bro.
And I'm not a change guy either, because I'm still going to be sweating, and my body's still hot, even if I did theoretically shower at the gym, clean up. Bro, I'm coming out fucking sweating. I need a shower again.
Yeah.
And I'd bring a different shirt, and I'll just change the wet shirt, put on a dry shirt, sit on the towel, I'm home, change. But, like, yeah, man. Because if I'm used to those, I'm going to, like, Caledon to work out, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm not working on a Brampton.
Yeah. Those guys, like, nah. I started making the drive still. Sorry, man. Like, just fucking, it is what it is. You need a good workout, bro.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, bro. Yeah, you too, man. That's crazy.
Amen.
Yeah.
If anything else, get them push-ups in, man.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or if nothing else, get them PUs in, man. Amen. Yeah. Listen, what a wholesome audio exclusive, man. I hope you have you a goddamn wholesome weekend, man. You know what it is, man. Thank you for locking in with us, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you already know we got some red hot guest episodes rolling out.
Red hot content.
We got that boy Meat Choney, man.
Yeah.
That's a juicy episode, too. That shit like an hour 40.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's a juicy one, man. Shout out to all the editors, man, doing their thing, going crazy, going up. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
As we said, a whole lot of content coming out, man. New music. Amen. Getting busy. Y'all know what y'all need to do, man, for us, man. Jump up over there. Leave us a red hot 5-star audio review, man. Why not? Amen. RandomOrder.org, man. New website coming soon. It's there, but you know, don't look at it right now. You know what I mean? But we're gonna get busy, man. That's gonna be the spot.
Yeah. Shit, man. We ain't gonna say too much, man. Come on, drop that shit on y'all, man. But just know y'all gonna be able to put that shit on.
Y'all gonna be able to put that shit on, man.
That's all I'm saying, man. We got some real shit cooking up. By the end of this year and going into 2024, we're gonna have a solid system where you guys see the different series y'all can get into. Obviously, the podcast pumping,
merch back up properly.
It's gonna be done by our own hands. So everything that's touching y'all body, touch my body, man. Just like Mariah Carey.
So we
gonna bring that quality, man. One thing about us, man, we strive for quality over fucking quantity, man. And that's been our rule from this day we got on YouTube. So we're gonna continue to bring that even with this podcast merch that we got coming out. Stay tuned, man. Y'all know where to keep it locked, man. Don't come on, man.
Come on, stop making funny.
Stop making cool.
Come on, man. Have a wholesome one.
Yeah.
Yo.
Amen.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.